With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Massive rains brought by Hurricane Helene have left many stranded or homeless as the cleanup began from the monster tempest that's killed at least 64 people. Helene has caused billions of dollars in destruction across a wide swath of the southeast U.S. More than 3 million customers were without power Saturday, and some face a continued threat of floods. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the storm was devastating to the state.
While you've seen firsthand the destruction from fallen trees and down power lines and crumbled buildings in this part of the state, even in our capital city where the record rainfall in the past was 9 inches in 48 hours, a combination of storms over the last few days dumped over 11 inches of rain. We're dealing with flash flooding and, believe it or not, mudslides and avalanches.
And even more bad news from Atlanta.
Police in Smyrna, Georgia, outside Atlanta, say officers were responding to the report of a burglary and gunfire at the Adventure Outdoor store just around midnight. Officials say a suspect fired at two officers. They returned fire, killing the man. Police say it now appears the gunman was acting alone, but they're investigating if anyone else may have been involved. The two officers are expected to survive. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, SpaceX has launched a rescue mission from the two stuck astronauts at the ISS. A Falcon rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Saturday, sending up a downsized crew and two empty seats. The capsule carrying a NASA astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut will arrive at the space station over the weekend, but they won't return to Earth until February, so the two test pilots who flew up on Boeing's troubled space liner capsule will have to wait until then before returning home, more than 8 months after launching what should have been a week-long mission. This is SRN News. A leading atheist organization attacks an iconic Christian ministry.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation has filed a request with the IRS for the tax-exempt status of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association to be taken away. The foundation is upset about a recent issue of BGEA's Decision magazine, which included an article comparing the platforms of the two political parties on moral issues. The atheists say it violates the ministry's tax exemption, but Franklin Graham tells the Christian Post, quote, "I don't tell people who to vote for." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that more than 8,000 Catholic employers nationwide can ignore the Biden administration's regulations aimed at promoting abortion. In a sharply worded order, U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor of North Dakota granted a preliminary injunction to the Catholic Benefits Association and the Diocese of Bismarck. Traynor says a rule adopted by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in April violates the freedom of religion. This is SRN News. Many small firms say they're harnessing AI to help their businesses.
In a survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Tenio, nearly every small business, 98%, said they're utilizing a tool that is enabled by AI. 40% said they're using generative AI tools like chatbots and image creation, nearly double from last year's survey. Small business owners say finding the right AI tools helps them save on personnel cost and frees up time. But it's important to find the tool that works for you, and human oversight is still key. John Scott reporting.
Shopping season for Medicare coverage is about to begin, and with that comes the annual onslaught of TV ads and choices to consider. People eligible for the federal government's Medicare program will have from October 15th to December 7th to sign up for Medicare Advantage plans, which are privately run versions of the program. They can also add prescription drug plans if you like. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.